Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches 2:8. Since in the previous Mishnayos, we listed three ways in which Rabban Gamliel was machmer mekel regarding Hilchos Yom Tov, we now have Shlosha Devarim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah matir. There were three things that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was lenient on. V'chacham Osrin, but the rabbis disagreed with him on those things. Again, these are Shabbos or Yom Tov issues. The first is Paraso Yatza'a Beretzua Shebein Karneha. Literally, his cow went out with a strap between its horns. Now, this is a reference to a Mishnah which you had back in Maseches Shabbos in the 5th Perek Mishnah Dalet. And the Gemara over there and here too actually speaks out that the Mishnah can't be talking about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very wealthy and had many cows. So this is referring actually to one of his neighbors, and the neighbor let the cow go out with a strap between its horns, and the Chacham felt that was very objectionable. Why? Because there is a requirement, at least on Shabbos, and this may be perhaps only going on Hilchos Shabbos, for your animal to rest. The pasuk says, Laman yanuach shorcha v'chomerecha. The Shabbos also requires that your livestock, your shor, which is your ox, and your chamor, your donkey, rest. Meaning that the lamanites malachas, third malachas, are also forbidden for your animals to do. And one of the lamanites malachas is hotza, caring. And therefore, it's forbidden to have your animal carry a muscle, a burden on it, on Shabbos for sure, and maybe even Yom Tov. So this strap was considered to be, according to the Chachamim, forbidden for the cow to carry. Now, the same way a person also cannot carry in the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, but he can wear clothing, and he can wear tachshitim, other adornments to his person, like jewelry and the like. So too, if this were considered to be a decorative element for the cow, and a normal sort of decorative element, so then it should be permitted the same way we can wear jewelry, like a tachshit. But the Chacham felt this was not a normal way to decorate your cow, to have the strap between its horns, and therefore it's not analogous to a tachshit, it's rather just simply a muscle, it's a burden for the cow to carry, and therefore it's forbidden. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah felt it was normal, and it was considered to be for noy, decoration, like a tachshit for a person, and therefore it was permitted for the cow to be wearing the strap between its horns. That's the Bartanur explains it, like Rashi over here. That's fine. It's a little fascinating that back in Maseches Shabbos, in the 5th Perek, when we had this Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had the issue, as the Bartanur explained it, was not about noy, decorative elements on an animal, but rather shmiri yasera. There's another issue, which is you also can't have something on your animal that's going to be unnecessary to guard it. In other words, if it's a normal thing to help the animal be protected or to guard it or to lead it, that's considered to be a normal thing to leave on the animal, and it could be left on Shabbos. But if it's excessive, then you may not, because it's just a burden. So, for example, like the normal collar a dog wears can stay on Shabbos, but to put a ring through the dog's nose so you can lead it by the nose is certainly excessive, and that would be forbidden. So the way the Bartanur explains it over there in Shabbos, when I said the Mishnah is back then, was that this was a strap between the horns of the cow to help lead the cow. And the Chacham felt that that's totally unnecessary. Cows are docile creatures. You just can like walk next to them, they'll follow you around. No need to have these straps. It's sort of like having like a ring in the nose of a dog or something. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah over there, as the Bartanur explains it, felt it was not excessive. The truth is the Gemara brings both shitas, the noy decorative elements, as well as the shmir yasera, the to lead it element. So that's the first of the three where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was mekel, but the Chacham forbade. The second is umekadrin esa behema b'yom tov. He allowed for someone to take a metal comb and comb his livestock. So, like, you know, to comb the horse, let's say, to, you know, the purpose of that is to pull off kind of ticks and things that are, you know, bugs that are bothering the animal. And while the animal's happy that you do that, on Yom Tov, there's a potential for the animal's skin to get bruised or scraped and bleed. You're just talking about a metal comb. And the Chachamim felt that that should not be allowed because they're going in the path of Rabbi Yehuda, who held that Davar Sheinu Miskaven is Asar. Even if you're not intending to do a malacha, like making an animal bleed, which would be a tolda of shochet, of slaughtering, you're not intending to do that, but if you do it, anyways, it's forbidden. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself held like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon held that Davar Sheinu Miskaven is mutter. If you do a malacha, but you're not intending to do it, you know, you were just planning on removing ticks. Maybe it happened, the animal got scratched, but that didn't, you had no intention to do that. Very similar to his most famous example of dragging a bench through the backyard, where maybe make a furrow. You can't dig furrows on Shabbos, but Rabbi Shimon says you're not digging a furrow, you're dragging a bench, and therefore it should be permitted. It's a Davar Sheinu Miskaven. So too, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that combing your animal with a metal comb probably won't make a scratch, or maybe will make a scratch. But if it does, you didn't intend to do that, and therefore it's Davar Sheinu Miskaven, and it's mutter. But the Chacham here are going like Rabbi Yehuda that say that it's Asar. And third of all, the Shochakim es a pilpilin berechaim shalahem. The Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was lenient and said when you grind up peppers, you're allowed to use the pepper, their usual pepper mill, to grind it up. No need to have like a shinui, an unusual way. If you recall back in the first perek, Mishnah Zion of our Masechta, we talked about how the rabbis wanted you to use like a small hand mortar and pestle to grind up your peppers, which is like a little bit, they let you use like a whatever mortar and pestle you liked. And they didn't have to, you didn't have to use like an inferior one, like as a shinui, but at least you're using a mortar and pestle, which is not the normal way of grinding up peppers. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is even more lenient. He says you can do it in the normal way. The Chacham felt that was uvden dechol. It's like resembles weekday work. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was lenient. He said it's not a problem. You can just use a regular pepper grinder to grind up your peppers, and that's no problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein mekadrin es behema b'yomtov. Rabbi Yehuda, who's the one who said that Davar Sheinu Miskaven is usser, said you're not allowed to use a metal comb with like the sharp, you know, with the points to scrape your animal clean on Yom Tov, mipnei she'osa chabura, because you are liable to make some kind of bruise or scratch. Aval mekartzefin, he did let you use a wooden, kind of wide-spaced, you know, fat-toothed comb, which is maybe less effective than the metal one, but essentially incapable of making scratches or bruising the animal, and therefore that would be the permitted way to remove ticks and the like from your livestock. The Chacham Omrim, the Chacham are stricter than both the Shitas, and they say, Ein Mekardin, Aflo Mekartzefin. They says you can't use either the wooden or the metal comb. The reason why is the metal comb is forbidden because you're likely to make a bruise or make a bleed, and the wooden comb is forbidden lest you come to use a metal comb. Now, the halacha is not certainly like that. In fact, the halacha is me'ikr hadin, like Rabbi Shimon, regarding Davar Sheinu Miskaven being mutter, and therefore on the question of what you can use to scrape your animal clean, you could use even the metal comb, provided that it's not a psik resha, it's not a scenario where the animal will certainly bleed, in which case it would be usser. As far as the other ones, the other two shitas, we go like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.